Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bum 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 bum.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
Hello everyone.
Hello.
And welcome back to your favourite podcast.
Exactly.
With your sexiest podcast hosts out.
Facts.
And we also do have the fattest asses.
Facts times two. All facts today.
All facts. Speaking straight facts today, yeah. Guys.
We are pre-recording today's episode.
Yes. When do we not now?
I was thinking that today. Yesterday we recorded for the episode that comes out next, which is fine. Mm. But, like, I am really proud of us because we used to just be like, oh, we don't have time to record for the next month. Let's just not.
Like, remember that time that you had COVID and then, like, we had 2 weeks off in between and then Audrey had COVID and then we just didn't do a whole month episode.
Yeah.
Didn't tell anyone either.
No, exactly.
And our like manager was like, guys, do we have an episode? And we're like, oh no, I forgot to tell you.
No, we're doing really well with the pre-recording stuff.
I know.
2023 is our year, touch wood.
Touch wood.
Yeah. Big stuff for AA this year.
Yeah, touch huge wood. Stuff. We don't even know what it is, but we can just feel it.
Yeah, I have a good feeling about it.
It's very gravitas. Is that the correct word?
Oh, I don't think it has a K on the end, but...
Oh, wait, how do you say it?
I think it's gravitas. Is it?
Gravitas.
I don't think it's English, though. Isn't it like...
It's like...
Yeah, like...
This.
Like, it sounds like gravity. It's like, it's heavy in a bad way.
No, it's like, it has sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's got
but
like
not
a big
sound
dumpy.
Like listening sound, like sound like volume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thickums.
That's what I feel like the year is.
Yeah.
Mm. It also gives same vibe as humidity. I don't know why, but you know what I mean?
Maybe thickness. That's just because we're sitting in that right now.
Maybe.
Excuse you. Now's not the time for tearing it up.
There's some skateboarding.
I was going to say, I mean, it's, what's the date today? The 27th of Jan. And I kind of went into this year, like, I think maybe New Year's snuck up on me a bit and like, when you're at Lost, like, I've never been to a festival over New Year's, so, like, it didn't really feel like New Year's. And anyway, and so I just, like, kind of came into the year going, like, oh, I don't know about 2023.
Really?
You know, like, well, I've got a whole other year of uni, and, like, I felt like I didn't really have any, like, you know how you go into the year and you're like, there's so much to come, I wonder what this year will bring, whereas I feel like I'm just going to have a repeat of last year. But... Yes. Now I'm like 3 or 4 weeks into the year and I'm starting to get excited.
Okay. Well, like, welcome.
Thank you.
Because we've been here for a month.
That's true. It just took me a little while. But like I do feel like this is going to be a good year.
Yeah. No, it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big stuff all around.
I think it's going to be the best one yet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We'll watch this back in a year and be like, oh, I got a hairball in my eye.
I feel like each year I have, now that I'm older, I'm like, oh yeah, this has been the best
year. Yes, we've talked about this before, I think.
Yeah.
But I think it's just like because you like, you look back at yourself a year ago and you're like, oh.
You're like, cringe.
What a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Anyway, big stuff for 2023.
Yeah.
Abby's going to be 24.
Amy, what the fuck? Why do you got to out me like that?
Sorry.
I'm turning 21 for the third time.
That's true. Sorry.
Why?
I'm sorry. You know what?
I'm going to be 24, guys. I wish I could say that I won't cry on my birthday, but I know I will.
No, we've said before.
I've cried every birthday from 21.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's not even necessarily sad tears, but it's like...
Most of them have been sad tears, actually.
Just aging stuff. Yeah. Well, I think like it must be tough because you're kind of... Other than Kirby, but she did it a long time ago. You're like the first one to like...
Yes.
Get to the next one.
I know. And then I tell you guys, I'm like, haha, it sucks.
Yeah.
Welcome. And then Yaz is like still a way behind.
Yeah. And then I'm a whole year behind you.
And then Ella's a whole year behind you.
Yeah. So you're just kind of leading the pack.
I know.
Into dangerous old people territory.
24. Do you reckon we're going to be fucking in nursing homes?
I fucking hope so.
I mean, obviously, like, with your partner, I guess. I don't know.
Just getting it around. Well, who knows? No, I went to Pops. Pops in a nursing home now. And I went there when I was home. And it's, like, nice. No,
oh, some of them are. But, like, a lot of them also have, like, chlamydia outbreaks and shit.
Oh, my God.
Because they don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And also, like, half of them are deaf, so they can't hear. And so they're fucking real loud.
That is... funny, but also I feel a bit sick. So
they're like, oh, we've only got a couple years left. Mm. Let's have fun.
Yeah, and I guess it's like something's got to kill me. Why not the clap? You know.
That's true.
Go out with a bang, but I'm...
Yeah, that's like, imagine on your tombstone it says chlamydia.
I don't think they put reason for death on your... I mean, you could if you wanted to.
Didn't they used to?
I don't know. Did they? Oh. What? So it's like car crash.
Back in the day, I'm pretty sure they used to write cause of death because it used to be like Black Plague and stuff like that.
Interesting. I hope I die from the clap then. But only when I'm 95 because it's like, it's cool then, you know?
Yeah, that is cool. Mm. Yeah, chlamydia is only cool if you're 90 plus. Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, not sure how we got there.
Neither.
Maybe we should get into the actual episode, do you think?
Yeah.
Roll the intro. Bum 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 bum. This is the AA meeting. Welcome to our podcast.
Fuck.
I said the. All right. So, how was your week?
Week's been pretty good. Hottest 100 is this weekend, but for the listeners, it would have been like 2 weekends ago. I think
so. Yeah.
So we thought that we would talk about our hottest 100 predictions.
Yes. Now, neither of us voted this year.
I know. That's the first time in a while.
Yeah. It just, like, the closing date snuck up on me. I didn't even realize it had closed. For those of you who are from international waters, hottest 100 is, like, the biggest holiday of the year in Australia. A radio station here does a countdown of the hottest 100 songs from the year, and then they
have been released that year.
Yes. And everyone gets to vote for their favorites and whatever, and it's like literally might as well be a national holiday because everyone gets more into that than like Christmas, I feel like.
Yeah, and then they play from 100 to 1 the songs, and everyone gets pissed and listens, and you can bet on it which song you think is going to win.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fun because usually you vote and then it's like how many of your songs are in the hottest 100, you know what I mean? But we won't be doing that this year, even though we were saying maybe we'll like make a list of what we would have voted for.
Yeah.
So we can still play.
I think so.
Yeah. But we have some predictions for this year.
Can we not do like 10? Can we just do like 3?
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Do you reckon top 3?
I think so.
Okay.
Do you want to start at 3 or 1?
Well, I don't really have an order in my brain. I've only got one in my head right now that I can think of, but I'm sure that, like, it's always people are like, oh, I bet number 1 will be blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, true, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, I think that number 1 will be Flume Say Nothing.
Yes.
And I would have voted that as my number 1.
Right. Yeah, I think that'll definitely be.
I feel like that's such a good summer anthem.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd be really, I hope it is because like Maya, she's quite young. I think she's younger than us.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. And she played at Lost and she was so cute. She was really good. She was having so much fun and she's got like all girls in her band and it was just like, I really enjoyed her set. So I hope that that's number 1. I think Baddest of Them All will be up there.
I know. Yeah. Mm.
I think we're going to have a big TikTok influence this year.
I think so too. Ooh. I think that also, not in the top 3, but I think Jack Harlow will be in like the top 10.
Yeah. What's like his biggest one that came out this year?
Probably First Class or Nailed It.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because last year was a lot of Doja.
Mm-hmm.
This year maybe Vegas of Doja, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll be in the 100s. Yeah. I'm trying to think because I feel like First Class, we were talking about this yesterday, like the songs that come out really early in the year usually don't get a look in, even if they're really popular at the time. Like remember Driver's License was freaking massive.
But it still got like...
It was still quite high up, but if it had come out later in the year, it would have been
top
5, you know? Anyway, so I feel like first class maybe came out a little too long ago to be too high up. Nail tech, I feel like, will be higher.
Yeah, right.
What else came out this year? We were listening to like Hottest 100 predictions yesterday.
Or the Tame Impala and Gorillaz collab.
Yes.
I think that'll be way up there.
Yeah, I agree.
And that new Skrillex song.
Mm-hmm.
What about like some bands? Ocean Alley came out with like a full album, but no one knows it.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll make the 100 because yeah. They're like one of those bands that people who are trying to fill their 10 just yeah, like just, search and go, oh, yeah. Yes, I know that song. Oh, like Spacey Jane, It's Been a Long Day, will be there somewhere, and Hard yeah. Light. Oh, do you reckon Lizzo will be, she'll be in the Hottest 100?
Which one?
There's About Damn Time.
About Damn Time, or Am I Ready?
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
It gets on my nerves. I can't explain it.
I love it when the key change. I'm like, am I ready? I am ready.
I think I'm ready.
I think I'm finally ready.
Cuff It, Beyonce.
Yeah, that'll be up there.
Somewhere. And I reckon we'll see some 1975 this year because they've done pretty well and they've got a whole new album.
I'm just glad that there's no annoying song.
Yeah.
That's gonna, like, remember everyone was like, I don't want,
like, Tones and I.
Tones and I. And then, like, there was the battle between Booster Seat and Heat Waves that one year.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone was like, I don't want Billie Eilish to win, but she did win for Bad Guy.
Yeah.
Last year, the Wiggles won.
Yeah. People were cut about that.
I mean, I wasn't that excited about it.
I wasn't excited about the fact that the song won, but I just thought it was cool for them.
Yeah, I thought it was cool that it was a like a version.
Yeah.
That won. That's really cool. I don't think that's ever happened. But, like, yeah.
Mm.
I really wanted to go to Falls because the Wiggles played at Falls.
That would have been so. And they played at
18 plus set. So it was, like, naughty.
Yeah, we were at, a record shop the other day because I got a record at Player for Christmas. And there's a Wiggles album that you can get on vinyl.
One.
Yeah, and it's like all these collabs with like Tame Impala, obviously, but yeah. Like, and it's all like naughty versions of their songs.
Yeah.
I want it.
And they did it because like our generation grew up with the Wiggles. And
yeah.
So they're like, oh, now that they're all over 18. Mm. Super cool. Like, I really wish we went to Falls just for that.
So did I. You and I were pushing for Falls.
I know.
We lost the battle. But Lost was good.
Yes.
You would have heard about it now.
And, like, I've been to Falls before.
Mm.
It's nice to go to Lost.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have any other predictions?
Not really. I'm just really hoping that Say Nothing wins because yeah. Flume's also Australian.
Surely.
Yeah.
Surely. Yeah, because, oh no, the Wiggles last year. But then I feel like the few years before that was all like international artists. Billie Eilish won.
Billie Eilish. And then it was
Oh no, Spacey Jane was. Oh no.
Glass Animals.
Glass Animals.
And then the year before that was.
But wasn't it Brewster's Seat?
They got second.
Oh. Robbed.
Yeah. And then the year before that was. Was it Confidence?
Australia? I don't know.
Maybe.
I can't remember back that far.
Me neither.
Anyway, moving right along.
Keen. That's like our favourite holiday of the year.
Yeah, it's kind
of
funny.
What are we doing?
I have no idea. Oh, I'm working till 2.
Okay.
But usually the...
Maybe we can just chill out the back, have some drinks, have a listen.
I think it doesn't it... One plays at like 4:30 or something. So like I should
miss the good stuff. No, I think it's a bit late, like 6.
Oh, okay. I'll be fine then. And the Hottest 200 is the day before. Like 200 to 100.
Oh, so that's today.
Yeah. I'll look at that later.
Should we check it on the background?
Yeah, maybe.
Some copyright laws.
Okay. Moving right along.
Moving along. Mm-hmm. We did this in episode 101, I think it was.
Yeah.
One of the one, a couple episodes ago. And we did guessing Sydney nightclubs based on their Google review.
Mm-hmm.
Now this was inspired by the podcast of the boys Heaps About Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was their idea. They did it about Adelaide, I believe, or Perth. We did it about Sydney. Today we're going to do it about the Gold Coast.
Exactly. Because as you all know, we are bicoastal means two coasts. I was going to say bilingual. That's two languages. We're bicitial.
We're bi-statial.
Yes. In that we were both born on the Gold Coast. Oh, no. I wasn't born on the Gold Coast. Were you?
Yeah, I was.
We both grew up on the Gold Coast.
In Hamilton.
Yeah. We both grew up on the Gold Coast and then both moved here a few years ago.
Yes.
So we are quite well versed in the clubs in both cities.
Yeah.
You've heard us talk about Betty. I really do feel like we deserve free entry always because of the amount of free promo we've given them.
So basically, Amy is going to read out one or maybe two reviews from a certain nightclub or bar on the Gold Coast, and I'm going to have to guess which bar or club it is based on how good or bad or weird the review is. And did we do three guesses? I get three guesses. So. Yeah, okay.
Okay. So I'm going to read out two.
Yep.
The establishment has an average rating of 2.9 out of 5 stars. Mm-hmm. So it's average. I'm going to read out a good review because it's funny and also a bad review.
Okay.
Waitresses now, compared to the old venue, look so manly. They are nice and mostly okay at their job when they aren't distracted. Wouldn't recommend getting a booth till they hire better looking staff, and definitely not worth the title of the coast's best club anymore. So that's kind of brutal. The nice review says, always have a fantastic time at the name of the place. The waitresses are hot, plus the bar staff are really friendly. Lulu is a boss-ass bitch running around helping to manage the place. You will usually spot her entertaining patrons at the bar. Go say hi.
Okay. Okay, what gets me is the old venue to the new one.
Mm-hmm.
So what was a bar or a club that had an old one and now has a new one? I'm going to take a stab first and say, like, Cocktails.
Not quite.
No. Sin City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Remember, yeah,
they used to have an old one years ago, though, right?
Yeah. Well, no, remember, now they're in that little alleyway and you have to walk all the way down to get there, and we walked in, it's really shit.
Oh, remember? Okay.
I think they only moved a few years ago.
But yeah, yes.
Mm.
Okay, yes, I understand. Yeah, no, it is shit now. I do agree with whoever that is.
A bit brutal to the wait staff, but anyway.
I know, right?
It's anonymous too. The second one was from Taylor, and I feel like she probably works there, to be honest.
Okay, so I'm going to read two reviews. This one is an average of like 3 stars, 3.6 or something. Okay. So upsetting, disappointing, and just disgraceful. Booked for 6 people on my birthday, was so disappointed to learn that they had double booked us. We had to wait in a massive line. We waited for 30 minutes for a table. And then the table that they provided, we could only sit on one half of it. They kept letting people in when they had a line of 30 people that had booked a table that wasn't provided. So embarrassing for them. Sorry, it's really long, so I'm just skipping a couple of things. We left after one drink. Very thankful to the young lady that tried her best to accommodate us, as well as dealing with other rude customers.
Tables.
Mm.
So I'm thinking not a club, unless they mean booth, but they say table. But I feel like it's very rare to book a table at a club. I'm thinking bar.
Mm.
Pink Monkey.
That was a good guess. Yeah, that's correct.
Really?
And I didn't even read a good one yet.
Oh, sorry. You were going to do two.
No, that's right. But there's so many shit ones. Like, look at this. I wish there was an option to give less than 1 star. But then other people are saying, Feb, who managed the night, was amazing. I couldn't have asked for more. Food was delicious. Drinks are flowing. And then other people are like, oh my God, there's so many 1 stars.
Really? I've only been there once that time with you.
Charged over 10% when ordering food and asked why and was told it was for an FPOS fee. that the sticker on it said 1.5%. Probably the worst service and vibes.
Have you been other than that time we went together?
I've been one other time, but it was for like a dinner.
Right.
And I think we sat downstairs.
Right.
But when we went, it was fun. It was really busy though.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. This place has an average of 3.7 out of 5 stars. 2 stars from Mariana. Cocktail menu was diverse. I got the butter cocktail. It was terrible. It tasted like rancid milk and I couldn't finish it. Use better quality ingredients, especially at $20 a glass. 1 star from Christoph. Nice atmosphere. DJ doesn't know what he's doing, has no clue how to read the crowd. 1 star from Kevin. Awful service tonight. So disappointing. Oh my God, Paul is angry. I can't think of a worse place to be, even a microsecond, amongst all the gaming machines. A truly horrid, evil place.
Gaming machines?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's a place that would have gaming machines and a butter cocktail?
Someone goes paid for drinks, then got kicked out due to the fact that they shut. Fuck them.
Okay, so it's a really shit place. See, my first thought was Justin Lane with the butter cocktail and the weird DJ.
Okay.
But they have good service there.
Mm.
So I didn't think it would be that. I'm leaning towards it being up north Kavalav vibe. But where?
Think about the gaming machines. That's kind of your clue.
I don't think I've been to a club there that has a gaming machine. They don't mean pokies, do they?
It says gaming machine.
Or do they mean like foosball and like...
No, they mean pokies.
Pokies, okay. What has got pokies? It's not like Cherry Bar, is it? Is it Cherry Bar?
Mm-hmm.
Cherry Bar is so shit.
Mm-hmm.
So Cherry Bar is in the Star. Wait, is in it a Star? Casino.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the Cass.
Yes. And apparently they do awful butter cocktails, so maybe steer away from them.
Mm.
Bit of fun. Your turn.
We were talking about Cherry Bar last week.
Yeah.
Last episode.
I think that's why.
Right. This one has an average of 2.6.
Okay. A bit lower than what we've experienced thus far.
Yeah, this one is 1 star. Ready? The worst customer service experience ever. Firstly, upgrade your security so they understand the basics of fashion and can differentiate track pants from slacks and remove the condescending looks that you give people. Secondly, $30 entry fee? What an absolute joke. Where on your website is your entry fee displayed? Lastly, if VIP is $99 and you charge $30 for entry, what's the point? You're ripping both VIP and GA customers off. That'll be the first and last time I come to your club. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Okay.
There's more saying security deserves to be fired.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Me and my girlfriend tried to visit the place on a Monday, wouldn't let us in because I was wearing flip-flops and my girlfriend was wearing sandals. Come on, it's surfers, not a temple. All right, here's a 5-star one.
Okay.
The name of the nightclub is the best nightclub on the Gold Coast. Music is never the same and it's always different to fit the crowd. The staff members were all amazing. Hosts are so welcoming. Security guards are lovely and take really good care of you. The DJs read the crowd so well and know exactly what music to play. The photographer takes the best photos. The receptionists are wonderful and always take my jacket. Love, heart. Bartenders are exceptional at their skill and their skills continue to amaze me. So many different drink selections. Waitresses are beautiful and so fun to have in a booth.
Hmm. Is it Betty? Oh my goodness. I'm so good at this game.
So many people hate security guards.
Yeah, wow. We've never had a problem with them, have we? No, there's that bald dude, remember, who kept kicking us out of the VIP area. But, like, fair enough.
But, like, fair enough, we just kept rocking up in there.
Yeah. That's so funny. Originally, oh, no, I won't tell you what I was originally thinking because I'll, do you want to do one more each?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay. All right. So pretty much, it's got an average of 3 stars, but pretty much every review I'm seeing is, they're saying, wish I could have 0 stars.
Wow.
So this is, attended this place for an 18th birthday party. Security let random groups of young boys in, even though I was part of a VIP group. That was okay, didn't think too much of it. Bar staff, VIP waiters were friendly and accommodating. Within an hour, a fight broke out. Security were nowhere to be seen and people were badly hurt. The security should be doing a better job at keeping both patrons and their staff safe. Did not meet duty of care, and looking at new reports, they leave it to the police to deal with. Should be held to account. The toilets were also foul and the place doesn't look like the pictures. Someone in capital letters. It's quite obvious this place is trouble. Do not enter.
Do not enter.
One star. Women's are abused here and very rude securities. Don't go here and get a bad experience in your life.
Oh, God.
Pretty much all of them are securities horrible, staff are horrible.
Is it that new one, I forget the name of it, that we went to when we got the VIP pass for 3?
And everyone was in trackies?
And everyone was in trackies.
Havana. Yes, yeah, it but
is it Havana?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Chicks were wearing tracky pants and bikini tops.
Yeah, we were like, why are we so overdressed?
Yeah, and I was wearing like a cute little skirt and like a nice top, and I felt overdressed.
And all the music was like, they were like twerking. And remember, like, people were pretty much doing the deed on the dance floor.
And yeah, and we were like, excuse me.
We're like, we don't belong here.
Do you remember to get up like behind the DJ and stuff? And we were like up on the stage.
Yeah.
But like to get past that, you had to go on that balcony area. And that's when people were like grinding on each other.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, excuse me.
Yeah, that was filthy. So when you said the thing about the staff don't know the difference between trackies and slacks.
Yeah.
Originally, I was like, Havana, but then they would let trackies in at Havana. Mm. So.
This one has an average of 3.7.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty high compared to the others.
Okay. This review might give it away, but it's pretty funny. Don't stay here if you want a peaceful night's sleep. There was mountainous thumping music playing when I checked in and was told that it would stop at 10 p.m. So that didn't happen. People were yelling and music was pumping at 2:40 a.m. There was nowhere on their website properly informing people that music would stop at 10 p.m. In fact, it states that balcony doors must be closed if you're staying up after 10 p.m. to not disturb our guests. Also, our room stunk of bleach and was very uncomfortable, very disappointed.
It's a hotel or something. Where do we go that's...
I don't know if you and I have been there together, but we've definitely both been there.
Is it Burley Hotel?
No.
We've definitely each been, but maybe not together. You can sleep there. Are there any other...
The other ones are more about the hotel rather than the...
Right. Where the heck? Is it somewhere in the casino?
No. It's the opposite end.
What was that? No, I don't think that. I was going to say, what was that club we used to go to when we were like 18? Commune. Is that it?
It's Hotel Commune.
Do they have a hotel there?
Yeah, it's Hotel Commune.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure that they have a hotel and it's also a hostel.
Right.
And there's a bar, and then because the backpackers in the hostel, it was like pumping, and then like, yeah, all 18-year-olds just started going to Hotel Commune.
That's so funny. Are they still open?
No, it's closed now.
Yeah, for good reason.
That was fun.
It was fun, but it was grotty.
Yeah, we used to dance on the tables.
Yeah.
And there was like umbrellas everywhere and stuff.
And I remember there were so many people from my school. Like, that's where everyone went.
Yeah.
That's why I used to, like, avoid it. The new 18-year-old place is that Casablanca in Broadbeach.
Casablanca, where's that? God,
it's like, you know where Miss Margarita used to be? That Mexican restaurant?
In upstairs?
Like, no, it's like, you know where Koi is on the corner? In Broad Beach, in that main strip? And there's like all those restaurants and stuff along there, like near Oasis.
Haven't been up there since you and I went to bedroom.
Yeah, fair. No, so not Surfers. Broad Beach. Next one over. Anyway. It's like in there.
Right.
Which also was weird because there's like not really anything else around, which I guess is good for them because like people go and spend the whole night there. But yeah, that's when we went to for Harry's birthday and it was literally 18-year-old central.
And I was that's why Harry going, went there.
Literally what? And there were so many people like from my school that were in like year 7 when I left. And I was like, what is going on? Oh, that's
so weird.
Yeah.
Did your parents grow in?
No. No, I just, like, went out with his mates and then, yeah, it was, I don't know, I wasn't having fun. Anyway, that was fun.
That was fun.
Good job, team. Shall we move right along?
Yes.
In the spirit of the Hottest 100.
Yes.
That's coming up. You know when you listen to a song and the artist says something that just really scratches an itch in your soul?
Yeah.
I thought that we would discuss some of those such things today.
Yeah.
For example, when Fergie said, oh shit, I felt that.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be inspirational.
God, no.
No. Okay. When Rihanna said, oh, Nana, what's my name? I feel that when I'm drunk. Like, yeah. What's going on? What's my name?
Yeah. I felt that.
I felt that.
When Smash Mouth said, your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. I felt that.
What?
Brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with you in the back sheets?
That's true.
Mm.
I don't know what the band's called, but like when they said, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. I felt that.
That's the same song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why it popped into my head. But yeah, I do feel that. And yeah, mm. I'm not the
you gotta own
sharpest
it.
Tool in the shed.
But you own it.
Yeah.
When Nelly Furtado said, she's a man eater, make you work hard. I felt that.
I felt that. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
When One Direction said, you don't know you're beautiful.
I felt that.
I felt that because, like, I am beautiful and sometimes I don't know it.
Who sings Car Wash?
Christina Aguilera. Oh,
yeah, facts. I was going to say Fergie. When Christina Aguilera said, working at the car wash, yeah, 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 yeah. I felt that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Working at the car wash again.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Christina Aguilera said, Tarzan and Jane swinging on a vine, Candyman, I felt that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Miley Cyrus said, butterfly, fly away, I felt that.
Yeah. It just flew.
It just flew.
Spread her wings. When Doja Cat said, I'm trying to see if he can handle this ass, I felt that.
Facts.
Yeah.
When Rihanna said, dum dum dee dum 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 dee dum dum, I felt that.
When Kanye said, poopity scoop, scoopity dum. I felt that.
I don't know who it is, but when they said, hey, Macarena, I felt that.
Oh, yeah, true. Mm. I also felt when they said, it's Mambo number 5.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel that every time.
Mm.
When Snoop Dogg said, Snoop. Felt that.
Mm. When Macklemore said, there's vomit on his sweater already, mom, spaghetti. I felt that.
I think that was Eminem.
Oh, shit. I think Eminem said it too.
I'm sure Macklemore has said that at one point in his life. I'm sure
Macklemore has said it.
Yeah, because that's a pretty common phrase, really. Yeah.
Also, like when Eminem, but one of them said, what?
That's Macklemore. What? Okay.
Yeah, Macklemore said that. I felt that. When sometimes he said, it is what?
Yeah. And then when he said, let's go thrift shopping, I also felt that.
Oh, yeah. I love a good thrift haul. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Um, when Kanye said that she just bleached her asshole, I felt that.
Yeah.
When Timothy Chalamet and Pete Davidson said yeet, skirt, skirt, yeet, skirt, skirt, yeet, I felt that.
Constant.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Miley Cyrus also said, sometimes I'm going to have to move, I felt that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Because sometimes you do got to get off the couch.
It's facts.
Yeah.
Is it Bo Burnham who said white woman's Instagram?
White woman's Instagram.
I felt that.
Yeah, I did feel that.
Is it Bo Burnham?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
When Beyonce said, fill the tub up halfway and ride it with my surfboard. I felt that.
Yeah. When Chris Brown said, it's Freaky Friday, felt that.
I felt that. In Freaky Friday, when Kendall says, holy shit, I got a vagina.
Yeah.
I felt that.
Always.
Yeah. I've got one.
Yeah.
What up? I got one.
Should we do a couple more?
Yeah.
When Sharpay Evans said bop to the top, I felt that.
Ooh, I love a good bop.
When Evan Hansen said waving through a window, I felt that.
Yeah, I do that.
Mm.
When Demi Lovato said, can't rock.
When Demi Lovato said, wow, she's really good. Wow. I felt that.
Wow, she's really good. Wow, she's really good.
When whatever her name is in that movie said, too cool for you.
Yeah, and she literally is about to dislocate her shoulder with that.
Because I'm too cool to know you. Oh, I love it.
Tess.
Tess, that's her name. Tess.
Too cool for you. I felt that.
When someone said, Jesus, take the wheel, I felt that.
What's the... Okay. The Lizzo one, when it's... She goes, I'm about to have a panic attack. I know my worth. I'm good when again. I don't need a man.
No idea.
Oh, I'm way too fine to be here alone. That one. I feel that.
I felt that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts.
I reckon that's pretty good.
I just disassociated for a second. I'm so sorry.
You're right.
Yeah, good job, team. Should we move on?
Yeah, I think we should.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Should we not understand?
Yes. This week I am guessing a fax machine.
How does a fax machine fax shit?
And I don't know how they did it back in the day. Is it still, it's still the same now. How were they able to do that back then?
I don't know. Must have been pretty clever.
Does it have some kind of like antenna and send out like a signal to the satellites, and then the satellites bring it back down to whatever the number is?
Okay. So I've got, but how, okay, so I've only got half of it. It's not telling me, I think it's one of those ones where like, we'll get half of it and then be like, but how does that happen?
A bit, yeah, and then it's too complex for us to understand.
So let's just do not, we've got how it gets this bit and makes it go onto that bit, but we don't have how it actually transmits it. We have like bits of it, but.
Oh, wait. So, what am I guessing?
How does it remember the information at the other end is more what you're guessing.
Oh, okay.
The transmission is like a little bit of it, but then there's going to be like a, but how does that work kind of thing, you know?
Is it like, how does it receive a signal? Am I guessing that as well? So like say I've sent it, mm-hmm. I don't know how that works, but then I'm on another fax. How does it get that? We don't know.
That's we do know. This is so it just says that it's it transmits an electric pulse down the phone line. The phone line transmits this information to a fax machine.
Oh, okay. So it's like, you know, when you had a home phone, you had to hook it up to the wires to a cell tower. So fax machines, because they have a number, like a phone number, they're hooked up to that.
Yes.
So it comes through that way.
Yes.
Okay. Then how does it print it?
It's very similar to something we've done before.
I feel like it's got to be something like coding, but I feel like back in the day they couldn't do that. Is it a whole bunch of 0100111200 coding?
No.
Okay.
Think about things that we've guessed before that might be similar to a fax machine.
Like a computer, but I don't remember what that was.
Not a computer, keep going.
It was a printer?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember what the answer was. Okay. Yeah.
You might have some trouble then.
Yeah.
It's not zeros and ones.
Is it coding though? No.
Doesn't say the word coding here.
Okay.
No, it's not. Like, it doesn't change it into zeros and ones. It's something else.
Nah, I lost it. Okay, does it, but how does it, is there a little memory card?
Think about the pulse, the electric pulse that gets transmitted. That might help.
The printer one was like, it's either this or this. Like there was two categories, right?
Maybe. I don't remember. Now that I've read the whole thing, because I didn't do that, it's the start part is kind of like a printer, from computer to printer. The second half is not, from memory. I don't really remember the printer thing, to be honest with you.
I'm like really struggling here.
Think Morse code.
Okay. Is it doing Morse code?
No.
But different dum da dum dum.
Yeah, so there's these electric pulses.
Yeah.
What might they be saying? I'll tell you there are two different kinds of pulses. There's a this pulse and a this pulse.
Okay.
And it reads them and then prints accordingly.
Okay. How does it read them?
No, what are the two pulses mean?
Okay, one is...
I'll also tell you that fax machines, apparently, according to this, if this is the simple version, like this might be wrong, but I would assume from this that fax machines can't print in colour.
Oh, so would it be black and white?
Pretty much. So the pulses go black, white, black, 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 white, white, white.
Oh, because it prints from left to right and then moves down a line left to right?
Yeah. You're looking at me confused.
No, I understand it, but that is, how do they do that? Wait, so can you just say that then for them?
Yes. So it says that, blah, 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 blah. It looks at each line separately, detects the black areas and the white areas, and transmits a kind of electrical pulse down the phone line to represent black and another to represent white. The phone line transmits this information almost instantly to a fax machine at the other end. It receives the electrical pulses and uses them to control a printer. If the receiving fax hears black, it draws a tiny black dot on the page. If it hears white, it moves along slightly, leaving a white space instead. It takes about a minute or so to transmit a single piece of writing or complex drawing in this clumsy but very systematic way.
Holy shit.
Isn't that nuts?
How do they program that?
Now that is
well
above my pay grade.
How do they do that back in the day?
Yeah, I don't know. It must be zeros and ones. Doesn't it all come down to zeros and ones?
Yeah. Wow, that's really blown my mind.
It's pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah. Like, that's been around for, like, 40 years.
Let me Google when. When was the fax machine invented? 1964.
Oh, so try 60 years.
Mm. Crazy stuff. Did you know, I found this out the other day, that in Queensland, New South Wales is different, in Queensland, because Queensland is behind in everything, women weren't allowed to drink in the pub until 1970.
Where was it everywhere else?
Earlier than that. So they could still drink in, like, there were, like, beer gardens and bar lounges, but they just couldn't go into a pub, like a public bar, and buy a beer.
That's so terrible.
Isn't it? And so these two women, this is what I'm basing my thing that I'm writing on, these two women walked into a pub one day and chained themselves to the bar and went, we're not leaving until we get a beer. And that kind of started the movement.
Right.
Crazy Damn. Stuff, huh? Yeah. Anyway, just a fun fact for you.
Gosh, women have it pretty tough, hey?
I know.
Back then.
Yeah. That's like not that long ago. No. 1970. You know, like,
my parents were born in the 60s.
Yeah. So if these two women, that's just in Queensland. Apparently in New South Wales, it was way before that.
Right.
And I think the rest of Australia too. It's just Queensland is always like 10 years behind in big stuff like that. Anyway. Question of the podcast.
Question of the podcast. All right. What about something stupid? Like if you had to choose between being extremely pasty white.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, having the worst tan line ever.
Okay, what do we, can we?
Okay, I saw this TikTok of this chick.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Europe. She was wearing a crop top and shorts. She sunscreened her legs, her shoulders, her arms, but not her belly.
Mm.
So she got about 2 to 3 inches burn. Mm. And it was, like, bright red for, like, a whole month. And then it tanned, like, literally the colour of the floorboards. And she was pasty. So, like, a tan like that.
If I'm pasty, can I put fake tan on?
No. You gotta embrace the paste. Or it doesn't have to be that specific tan line. It can be, like, you have a wife beater tan line and jorts.
I saw a lady at the beach yesterday with only feet tan. So it's like she had permanent pants on, which is pretty special.
Yeah.
Okay. A really bad, unfortunate tan. No, but you know what? That really interferes with like what you can wear.
Yeah. So imagine like jorts as in like they go to your mid leg, like that kind of tan with Burke tan, like Burke's, and then a really thick singlet tan.
Mm. I'd rather be pasty.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, it's like on TikTok and stuff, people who are like, have like beautiful, fair porcelain skin, you know? I feel like I could make it work.
But you could, all you got to do is like, look at the sun and you're burnt.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, but I don't want jorts and a wife beater tan line.
True.
Because you can't wear certain things then.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to.
You get weird looks.
Yeah. What are you going?
I love being tan, though.
So do I.
But I think if I'm having the life I have, like dancing, I can't have a tan line like that. Like I will look like I'm wearing jorts and a wife beater on stage.
Yeah. But also, you know when you're too pale on stage and you actually look like you're glowing? Like
unwell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go pasty too, unfortunately.
Mm.
Not that there's anything wrong with pasty or white, very fair skin people. I just love a good tan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going pasty.
Yep. Fair enough then.
Where would you guys go?
Let us know. I feel like for regular people, it's like not that big of a deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I
they think would it's just like wear shorts or like wear a dress.
Yes. But we have lives where that can't happen, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We're going to go record another one now, so wish us luck.
Thank you.
The things we do for you, let me tell you, it's a hard life out here.
It really is.
We're just slugging away, doing the most.
We're really living our best lives.
We are.
Just live your best life.
Yeah.
Sure. Make sure you guys follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, the works, and we love you all, and thank you for tuning into another episode.
Hell yeah. Bye, besties, and stay sexy. Bum 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 bum.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.